Hello and welcome to English Plus, where we help you level up your English skills and learn something new every time. I'm your host, Danny, and today we're kicking off an exciting new series called Our Story. Now you might be wondering, Danny, what's this Our Story all about? Well, my dear listeners, buckle up, because we're about to embark on a thrilling journey through the fascinating world of human history. But don't worry, I promise this won't be a snooze fest like that high school history class you had to endure. Instead, we're going to dive into the amazing stories of our past, explore different cultures, and discover the incredible events that shaped our world today. You see, understanding world history is not just about memorizing dates and names. It's about understanding the human experience and how we, as a global community, have evolved and adapted over time. So, whether you're a history buff or someone who's just curious about our collective past, this series is for you. In each episode, we'll explore a different period or theme in world history, from the dawn of human civilization to the challenges and opportunities of the 21st century. We'll meet emperors and inventors, warriors and poets, and we'll uncover the events that shaped our world for better or for worse. Now, I know this might seem like a lot to digest, but don't worry, I'll be here to guide you every step of the way. So grab your favorite snack, put on your comfiest slippers, and get ready to travel through time as we dive into the first episode of our story. Stay tuned for our journey into the mysterious realm of prehistory and early civilizations. You might just be surprised by what we uncover. Welcome back, folks. Now that we've set the stage for our grand adventure through history, let's start at the very beginning. A time when no written records existed, a period known as prehistory. That's right, we're talking about the time before the invention of writing, when humans relied on other means to pass down knowledge, like storytelling, cave paintings, and interpretive dance. Okay, maybe not that last one, but you get the idea. Now let's talk about our early human ancestors. Picture this. You're walking around in Africa around 7 million years ago. I know, it's a bit of a stretch, but just go with it. And you bump into a creature that's not quite ape, not quite human. These early human ancestors, known as hominids, eventually evolved into various species of the genus Homo, including our very own Homo sapiens. We're like the latest models in the hominid lineup, if you will. During this time, our ancestors were making some pretty groundbreaking discoveries. One of the most significant was the development of tools. Early humans started by using rocks and sticks to perform various tasks, like breaking open nuts or defending themselves against predators. Talk about resourcefulness, right? And then there's fire. The ability to control fire, which probably happened around 1 million years ago, was a real game changer. It's not only provided warmth and protection, but also allowed our ancestors to cook food, making it easier to digest and paving the way for the development of larger brains. So next time you're roasting marshmallows, take a moment to appreciate the prehistoric pioneers who made it all possible. And now fast forward a few million years to the agricultural revolution. This was a time when our ancestors went from being nomadic hunter-gatherers to settling down and farming the land. This major shift, which began around 10,000 BCE, brought about some significant advancements in farming. People started domesticating plants and animals, developing irrigation systems, and inventing tools like the plow. Farming was the hot new trend and everyone wanted in on it. But what was the impact of this revolution on human societies? Well, for one, it allowed for the growth of larger, more stable populations. People could now settle in one place and have a reliable food source, which meant they could focus on other things, like inventing the wheel or gossiping about the neighbors. The agricultural revolution also led to the development of social hierarchies and complex economic systems. In other words, farming was the catalyst that set the stage for the rise of the first civilizations. And speaking of civilizations, that's where we're heading next. So stay tuned as we dive into the fascinating world of the first human societies, where things start to get even more interesting. And we're back. So we've talked about prehistory and how the agricultural revolution set the stage for the rise of civilizations. But before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let's define what we mean by civilization. A civilization is a complex society characterized by urban development, social stratification, a centralized government, and a shared belief system. Sounds fancy, doesn't it? But don't worry, we'll break it all down for you. Now, there are certain characteristics that define early civilizations. For starters, they were usually centered around rivers, which provided a reliable source of water for agriculture and transportation. These early societies also developed impressive architectural feats, like ziggurats, pyramids, and really tall walls to keep out nosy neighbors. Let's not forget about the intricate systems of government, trade, and law that kept everything running smoothly. So where did these early civilizations pop up? One of the first was Mesopotamia, located between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in what is now modern-day Iraq. The region gave birth to some of the earliest cities and empires, like Sumer and Babylon, and was known for its innovations in writing, law, and astronomy. Next up, we have ancient Egypt, which was all about that Nile River life. The Egyptians built some of the most iconic structures in history, like the pyramids and the Sphinx, and developed a complex religious belief system centered around gods, goddesses, and the afterlife. Talk about an obsession with immortality. Well, moving on to the Indus Valley, which is located in present-day Pakistan and India. This civilization was known for its advanced urban planning, with cities like Harappa and Mohenjo-daro boasting impressive drainage systems, public baths, and grid-like street patterns. They were ahead of their time in many ways. And finally, let's head over to ancient China, where we find early dynasties like the Xia, Shang, and Zhou. These societies developed their own system of writing, made significant advancements in bronze casting, and even dabbled in some early forms of bureaucracy. Well, sounds like a fun place to work, right? Well, now, even though these early civilizations were geographically separated, they shared some common themes. One of these was the presence of a social hierarchy, with the ruler at the top, followed by nobles, priests, and other elites. Then came the common people, farmers, artisans, and traders, who made up the majority of the population. And at the bottom of the ladders were slaves and other marginalized groups. Another common theme was the development of political structures. Rulers were often seen as divine or semi-divine figures, and they wielded enormous power. They were responsible for maintaining order, enacting laws, and overseeing religious ceremonies. Religion and mythology also played a central role in early civilizations. People believed in a wide variety of gods and goddesses, and they built temples and other structures to honor them. These belief systems helped to explain the natural world and provided a sense of order and stability. Lastly, we can't forget about the development of writing systems. From cuneiform in Mesopotamia to hieroglyphics in Egypt, early civilizations developed their own unique scripts to record laws, religious texts, and everyday transactions. It's thanks to these early scribes that we have a glimpse into the lives of our ancient ancestors. And that, my dear listeners, wraps up our exploration of early civilizations. Next, we'll dive into the world of classical civilizations, where things get even more epic. So, don't go anywhere. Welcome back, my fellow history enthusiasts. So far, we've explored prehistory, early civilizations, and now it's time to dive into the world of classical civilizations. These were societies that made significant advancements in areas like politics, philosophy, and the arts. And their legacies continue to shape our world today. So without further ado, let's take a closer look at some of these awe-inspiring civilizations. Now, when we talk about classical civilizations, it's impossible not to mention the Greek and Roman empires. These two powerhouses of the ancient world left an indelible mark on history with their contributions to politics, philosophy, and the arts. From the early city-states of Greece to the sprawling Roman Empire, these societies produced some of the most influential thinkers, writers, and artists the world has ever known. We're talking about the likes of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and many more. But it wasn't all deep thoughts and masterpieces. The Greek and Roman empires also had their fair share of military conquests and territorial expansion. As they grew, they encountered diverse cultures and ideas, which in turn influenced their own societies. Unfortunately, as is often the case with empires, they eventually faced decline. the Greek city-states fell to the might of the Macedonian Empire under Alexander the Great, while the Roman Empire eventually succumbed to a mix of internal strife and external invasions. Now, let's not forget that there were other notable classical civilizations beyond the Mediterranean. Over in India, we had the Mauryan and Gupta empires. The Mauryan Empire, founded by Chandragupta Maurya, was known for its vast territorial reach and its famous ruler, Ashoka, who embraced Buddhism and promoted peace and tolerance throughout his realm. The Gupta Empire, on the other hand, was known for its golden age of cultural, scientific, and artistic achievements. This was a time when scholars like Aryabhatta made strides in mathematics and astronomy, and poets like Kalidasa penned their timeless works. Finally, let's take a journey to China, where the mighty Han Dynasty reigned supreme. The Han Dynasty was characterized by its impressive territorial expansion, advancements in technology and trade, and the development of a centralized bureaucracy. It was also during this time that the teachings of Confucius gained prominence, shaping Chinese society and culture for centuries to come. And that, my friends, was in short about the classical period and civilizations. Next, we're moving on to the Middle Ages. So don't go anywhere, I'll be right back. Welcome back, my fellow history lovers. We've journeyed through prehistory, early civilizations, and the classical period, and now we're heading into the fascinating world of the Middle Ages. This period, also known as the medieval period, spans roughly from the 5th century to the 15th century CE, bridging the gap between the ancient world and the modern era. It was a time of great change, turmoil, and innovation. So let's dive in and explore some of the key developments during this intriguing period. First up, let's talk about feudalism. Now, if you're picturing knights in shining armor, lavish castles, and peasants toiling away in the fields, you're on the right track. Feudalism was a social, economic, and political system that emerged in Europe following the collapse of the Roman Empire. It was characterized by a rigid hierarchy, with the king at the top, followed by nobles, knights, and finally, the peasant, who were the backbone of the system. In exchange for protection and a small plot of land, peasants worked the land and provided food and services for their lords. It wasn't an easy life, but it was the foundation of medieval society. Next up, we have the Crusades. These were a series of religious wars between Christians and Muslims, fought primarily for control of the Holy Land. The Crusades, which spanned from the 11th to the 13th centuries, had a profound impact on both the Christian and Islamic worlds. They led to the rise and fall of kingdoms, the spread of religious and cultural ideas, and the establishment of new trade routes. While the Crusades were marked by violence and suffering, they also contributed to a greater understanding and exchange of knowledge between East and West. Finally, let's talk about the spread of Islam. During the Middle Ages, Islam emerged as a major world religion, beginning with the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad in the 7th century CE. From its birthplace in the Arabian Peninsula, Islam quickly spread across the Middle East, North Africa, and even into parts of Europe. This rapid expansion was due in part to the military conquests of Muslim empires like the Umayyad and the Abbasid Caliphates, as well as the appeal of the faith itself. The spread of Islam also facilitated cultural exchange, as Islamic scholars translated and preserved the works of ancient Greek and Roman thinkers, which would later help to spark the Renaissance in Europe. So, that was in brief about the Middle Ages. Next, we're going to talk about the early modern period. Stay tuned, as you don't want to miss that. Welcome back, history buffs! We venture through the Middle Ages, and now it's time to enter the early modern period, a time of incredible discovery, creativity, and transformation. We'll be focusing on two key developments during this era: the Renaissance and the Age of Exploration. So let's dive in and see how these exciting times change the course of history. First up, we have the Renaissance, a period of cultural rebirth that swept through Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. This was a time when art, science, and literature flourished, and the works of the ancient Greeks and Romans were rediscovered and celebrated. Just think of the masterpieces created by the likes of Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and William Shakespeare. It's no wonder this era is often called the rebirth of human creativity. One of the key ideas that emerged during the Renaissance was humanism, which placed a greater emphasis on the importance of the individual and the potential for human achievement. This shift in thinking led to a renewed focus on the study of the arts and sciences and inspired some of the greatest creative and intellectual achievements in history. It was a time of optimism, curiosity, and innovation. And now let's set sail for the Age of Exploration. This era, which spanned from the 15th to the 17th centuries, was marked by European exploration and colonization of new lands. Driven by a desire for new trade routes, riches, and the spread of Christianity, intrepid explorers like Christopher Columbus, Vasco da Gama, and Ferdinand Magellan ventured into the unknown, forever changing the world in the process. One of the most significant consequences of the Age of Exploration was the Columbian Exchange, a massive transfer of plants, animals, people, and ideas between the Old World, which is Europe, Asia, and Africa, and the New World, the Americas. This exchange had far-reaching effects, both positive and negative. It led to the introduction of new foods, like potatoes and tomatoes, which revolutionized global agriculture, but it also brought diseases like smallpox, which devastated the indigenous populations of the Americas. So, that was about the early modern era. Let's talk now about the modern era. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, my fellow history enthusiasts. We've explored the early modern period, and now it's time to dive into the modern era. This period is marked by revolutions, world wars, and rapid technological advancements, all of which have had a profound impact on the world we live in today. So let's take a closer look at some of the key events and developments of the modern era. First up, we have the Age of Revolutions, which saw major political and economic upheavals like the American and French Revolutions. These events, fueled by ideas of liberty, equality, and democracy, changed the political landscape and inspired other movements for independence around the world. But it wasn't just politics that were being revolutionized. The Industrial Revolution transformed economies and societies as well. Advances in manufacturing, transportation, and communication sparked rapid urbanization and shifted the way people lived and worked. Now let's move on to the tumultuous 19th and 20th centuries. This period witnessed two devastating world wars, which not only caused immense suffering and loss, but also reshaped global power dynamics. Following World War II, the world found itself divided between the two superpowers of the United States and the Soviet Union, leading to the tense and prolonged conflict known as the Cold War. This era was also marked by the process of decolonization, as colonized nations in Africa, Asia, and the Americas fought for and gained their independence, forever changing the global political landscape. And finally, let's jump into the digital age, characterized by rapid technological advancements and the rise of the internet. These developments have connected the world like never before, allowing for the instant exchange of information, ideas, and culture. Globalization has also led to significant cultural shifts as societies become more interconnected and diverse. However, this period has also brought new challenges, such as concerns over privacy, the impact of social media, and the widening digital divide between developed and developing nations. And now that we've gone through this whirlwind journey through history, I would like to assure you that we're definitely going to go into more detail in the rest of our series, Our Story. But now, let's focus on some of the most important keywords and phrases from this episode. Let's start with feudalism. Well, this is a social, economic, and political system that emerged in Europe following the collapse of the Roman Empire. It was characterized by a rigid hierarchy with the king at the top, followed by nobles, knights, and finally the peasants, who were the backbone of the system. Then we talked about the Columbian Exchange. This was a massive transfer of plants, animals, people, and ideas between the Old World, Europe, Asia, and Africa, and the New World, the Americas. This exchange had far-reaching effects, both positive and negative. It led to the introduction of new foods like potatoes and tomatoes, which revolutionized global agriculture, but it also brought diseases like smallpox, which devastated the indigenous populations of the Americas. Then we talked about the Industrial Revolution. And this was a period of rapid industrialization and technological advancements that began in the late 18th century in Britain and spread throughout the world. it led to the development of new machines, manufacturing processes, and transportation systems, sparking rapid urbanization and shifting the way people lived and worked. Then, of course, we talked about World Wars I and II, which were two devastating global conflicts that took place in the 20th century, causing immense suffering and loss and reshaping global power dynamics. We also talked about the Cold War, which is a tense and prolonged conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union following World War II, characterized by a nuclear arms race, proxy wars, and a global divide between capitalism and communism. And finally, there's the digital age, which is a period characterized by rapid technological advancements and the rise of the internet, which have connected the world like never before, allowing for the instant exchange of information, ideas, and culture. Well, these key words and phrases are essential to understanding the major developments and events of the modern era and their impact on the world today. And that's a wrap on our journey through world history. From prehistory to the present day, we've explored the major events, developments, and ideas that have shaped human civilization. But why is it so important to study history, you might ask? Well, understanding the past helps us make sense of the present and prepare for the future. By studying the triumphs and failures of our ancestors, we can gain insight into the complex forces that have shaped our societies, cultures, and identities. We can also develop a greater appreciation for the diversity and richness of human experiences and gain a more nuanced understanding of our place in the world. But our journey isn't over yet. In our next episode of the series, we'll start digging in and talking in more detail about our journey in time, our story. So until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep being curious about the world around you. This has been English Plus, and I'm your host, Danny. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.